This is program number LW2621. Hi, this is Larry West. Are you getting married? More and more people are getting married these days, you know, but only to find themselves getting unmarried later on. Why? The big question is, why? Why do so many start out with stars in their eyes, ready for a happy ever after, only to find themselves unhappy after they've been married for quite a while? Why? Well, maybe it's because they really didn't know what was ahead when they got married. Maybe what we need to do is simply revise our wedding vows so that we can understand, you know, more clearly what is ahead. Wedding vows are solemn, impressive, terrific. The only trouble is they're just not specific. Vows should be revised for true life situations. Why, marriage has more problems than the United Nations. Wouldn't it be better to start married bliss with down-to-earth vows that go something like this? John, will you take this woman for better or worse? Will you help her buy shoes to match each new purse? Will you promise to pay taxes, insurance, utilities far in excess of your capabilities? Will you meet her car payments on time with no fuss? Repair washer, dryer, leaky faucets, and such? Will you love your Mary in hair rollers and cream and patiently rock colicky babies that scream? Will you still be glad she's queen of the house when she ends your nap with, "John, I saw a mouse"? Do you promise John to bring home all your cash and each Thursday morning take out all the trash? Will you refrain from hurling even verbal rocks if Mary puts your lucky golf shirt in the Goodwill box? Do you pledge to remember her birthdays with pleasure and each anniversary to bring home some treasure? Will you love her when she's no longer slender, when her hair has turned gray? Will you still love her tender? Will you ignore the wrinkles that will line her smooth face and consider them flattering as wedding veil lace? Will you promise to rush to her aid without ire if she's run out of gas or has a flat tire? Mary, will you love John, even with ugly, beardy stubble, who's filled every closet with wall-to-wall rubble? Do you promise to cool it when he's with the boys, or can't follow instructions to fix Santa's toys? Will you praise him profusely when he does those odd jobs, and when he hurts your feelings, not resort to sad sobs? Will you love him even when he's an absolute grouch, and promise never to force him to sleep on the couch? Will you guarantee you'll not be thrown for a loss when you've cooked two hamburgers and he brings home the boss? Will you cheerfully do laundry piled high as a mountain, yet look like you've been drinking from youth's sweet fountain? Will you always be tender, loving, and sweet, even if John has cold, calloused feet? Will you be quick to encourage and praise, especially when taxes take all of John's raise? Will you take time to hear his long list of woes, even if he talks through the best TV shows? Will you be glad that he's your lover on zero-degree nights when he hogs all the cover? If supper is ready, will you be a saint, not a sinner, when he phones to say, "Can't make it for dinner"? From this day on, will you love John without doubt when his teeth are all false and his hair falls out? Now, these wedding vows tell it like it is. And believe me, beloved, it isn't showbiz. The only thing is, second thoughts make one falter, and lots of lovers would be left at the altar. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the marriage that's happy, the home that's polished, is the home where husband and wife together decide. And that's exactly what it is. It is a decision where they decide to love each other. You know, there are lots of fathers who find themselves sitting on the bed of their daughter saying, "We're getting a divorce because your mother and I don't love each other anymore." What he's saying is, we don't turn each other on. We don't really make each other's hearts go pitter-pat. Listen, love is a decision. It's a decision. The Bible says to husband, to wife, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.